Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Of the CP podcast, man. I'm your host, CP. We in this motherfucker, man. You know, this the podcast. We're talking about the shit that CP want to talk about. And if you don't want to talk about that, man, politely just ask that you leave. I don't know what else to tell you. Or you can just hop in the comments and say, hey, because, you know, it is what it is. To my right, the night in the fight about all the shit that's right, only with her computer light, Maya. What's up, Maya?
Not much.
How's Roman?
Fantastic. He slept through the night.
So did y'all sleep through the night? Or did y'all use that as an opportunity to hop on the game and watch TV, catch up on series? Like, what do y'all do? Did y'all get rest when he get rest?
I mean, I woke up to watch him move around a little and put himself back to sleep.
Got you. Okay.
Which is a big deal for me, for him.
Yeah, sometimes people don't understand. If you don't have kids, sometimes you got to go look at them. I don't know why. You just think that your baby's going to die every night. So you're looking at your kid like, breathing good. All right. But just, you know, I don't know. Just anything can happen. They can't talk. So you got to make sure that they okay. They not have their face smashed up against something or something crazy like that. I get it. What's up with Tony? Was he knocked the fuck out, taking advantage of this time with the kiddo asleep or what?
He's good about it. He doesn't get up for the baby anyway. There's nice. Not much he can do for him. So
nice.
So he's just like, it's 7? Where's the baby?
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes. It all evens out. Because then after you know they're 8 years old and they can't hold a motherfucking flashlight and all you said is hold the light right here. And that's when dad frustrations come in. You'd be like, hold the goddamn flashlight. They'd be walking around. It's like, man, you don't know. But Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day was
Thank
this
you.
Weekend. So happy Mother's Day. How was your Mother's Day?
It was good. It was relaxing.
For real?
I didn't have to cook. That's all I asked.
Oh, man. That's what's up.
That was your only request?
My only request.
Is that you don't want to cook.
Just one day.
But did you get food made for you then?
He ordered food.
Oh, he ordered food.
Yeah, he ordered food.
I mean, I feel him.
I feel like Tony can cook, though.
What can he cook?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
You tell me.
You just give him the benefit of the doubt.
I feel like he could.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Amir's in the building, wearing all black. I like that t-shirt, man.
Appreciate it.
I like a good graphic tee, man. Just with some dope shit on it.
Flea
What's
market.
That like a racing?
Yeah, NASCAR shirt.
That's what's up.
I don't know who this is. I don't watch NASCAR.
I don't watch NASCar either, dog.
But I played
for
the NASCAR
real.
Games back in the day. Jeff Gordon was my guy. That was
for
my
real?
Dude. I don't know nothing about Jeff Gordon. But that
well,
was
I just
guy.
Know that he was like the Michael Jordan of that shit. So I try to know like the best niggas like Wayne Gretzky in okay. hockey or like Crosby. You know what I'm saying? In hockey, I know he's like the top of their shit. And then in baseball, you know, Shohei,
yeah,
Ohtani, like you know who the top players are, Mookie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit like that. And then of course basketball is my shit, so I know all of them. Football is my shit. I know all of them. But yeah, I feel you. Like if you know, that's what's so dope. Like soccer. I don't follow soccer, but I know Messi, you know what I'm saying? I know Ronaldo. You feel me? Like I know some of the top players, and I guess That's what like real like worldwide like fame is about. Like it's kids who don't know shit, but they know LeBron James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
be sending them goddamn second place finals t-shirts since they was a kid over in them little countries. Like we love LeBron. He got all these rings. Like no, he don't. They probably think LeBron got like 5 rings. All the t-shirts they be getting, all them free like Cavalier championship t-shirts.
He got four. Yeah,
but he's been 10 times. So, yeah. Like, anytime that you get to the finals, those t-shirts that they make them for both squads.
Yeah.
Just so they can be ready. They can put the hats
on. Yeah, they commercial ready and everything.
Yeah. But, nigga, when you lose, them bitches get shipped to wherever the fuck. It'd be a camel wearing that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he loved the Cavs. So, you know, that's what's so funny about that. Yeah, Mother's Day was cool, man. My daughter's birthday, like, falls right on Mother's Day weekend every year. So it's always like,
oh,
it's always a hassle.
So you're double, you double whammy.
You got to do both.
And yeah, they women, man. Both of them, it's like, whose weekend is it for real? It'd be a battle. One of them want to be a brat. The other one want to. It's just like, man, but we went to Disneyland. Disneyland needs to be studied, bro. You just walk around, man. This year, my kids were older. So it was just like, they know what they want to do. They know what they want to eat. We go a lot. But I'm watching some of these dads, these new Disney dads who don't know how to do it, don't know how to microdose before they walk in that bitch so they can be calm. Because, dog, it's a lot, man. It's like, man, I was thinking they need an amusement park that's like a strip club amusement park for dads. And you take your dad there. You know how kids be like, come on, come on, come on. You be like, okay, we're going. We're going over to Booty Land. You know what I'm saying? And like, they need that, dog. And I think the perfect place for that would be Atlanta.
Atlanta. What about Atlantic City Boardwalk?
Hell no. It's too cold. Atlanta. Hoochies. Hoochies. Mm-hmm. A strip club amusement park would be crazy. You know, and you know, edibles and shroom snacks and, you know what I'm saying? Man, that shit would be lit as hell, man. Like, they don't have shit for dads, you know? Moms, you know, everything's for mom, man.
What's
Walmart,
for moms?
Target. Moms, if they put a goddamn tequila bar in Target, you would never see it, you know what I'm saying? Your woman would be walking around with a goddamn Targarita.
I think people like to go to Target. Women like to go to Target because they have to go to Target and they'll get the best of it.
No, women love to. I think there's like, okay, so you know back in the day, they used to pump like endorphins into like casinos. So there was no windows.
Yeah.
And then they would pump like damn near like laughing gas type shit into the casino. And you in there, all my rent money. And you just in there, you know what I'm saying?
I just, they have to go there anyway. So it's like, if they had the choice of anywhere to go, I'm sure it wouldn't be Target, but they have to go to Target. So like, all right, I'll make this fun.
No, I absolutely disagree. I'm sorry. Amir, you have a girlfriend. Fiance or girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
How does she feel about Target?
Yeah, she likes Target. She loves Target. But we're in LA too, where Targets are way more common than, like, I don't know how it is in Michigan, but
yeah,
in Atlanta, we have Targets, but it's not
like
that.
We can't have a Target in
Michigan?
No,
no, no. I was saying that they're not, we don't have as many. Like in Atlanta, Target is not the place where people go to get their groceries.
Oh, hell no.
It's like Walmart.
I don't like
Walmart
Target groceries.
That's where I go to get my groceries, but it is.
You go to Target to get your groceries?
It's so close. That's the thing. It's closer than the other stores.
Wow.
So I'll go there and get stuff. I can't get everything. That's for sure.
I just.
So it's Target and Trader Joe's. Those are like my one and two.
Yeah. Target grocery section to me just doesn't. To me, let me know if y'all agree in the chat. The grocery part, the food part of Target, that's when it starts feeling like. That's Target's bodega part. Yeah. Like, you be over there like, ugh, I feel nasty over here. Like,
it's
you know what I'm saying?
It's like 10% crackers. Of the store.
You say what?
It's like 10% of the store.
Yeah.
It's not what they're known for, which is what I'm saying. It's really not what they're known for.
Yeah, I mean, I feel
so that's why I didn't go to. I think that's what it is. Like, I look at it as a grocery store, but it's really not. They design a little differently out here because having a grocery store and a Target back in the day meant you had a super Target.
Right. Right.
It's just out here, every Target is a super Target.
Super. Shout out to Kmart for starting that super shit. Niggas forget. Kmart was the first one. When mm-hmm. Kmart came with the super Kmart with the Little Caesars in that bitch, that was, man. I hate that they had to put a little stigma on Kmart like it was cheap and you was a hoe ass nigga if you shopped there. It became like the Payless of the, because Walmart hung their hat on that. Walmart became, we cheap, but we know we cheap. The floor don't look like shit. But it's like, man.
Kmart had groceries?
I do not remember.
I think Kmart had clothes.
Nah, Super K had groceries, I believe. And it was
the Super one had the groceries then. Because I remember going to Kmart, but I don't remember there being like food in there for real. Like Walmart is that's majority grocery stores.
I agree. Walmart is like damn near 40% grocery.
Yeah, because Sam's Club.
Yeah, Walmart is a major grocery store in a lot of places.
Sam's Club was first, right?
Well, Sam's Club, I don't know if you noticed, Sam's Club is Walmart.
It's owned by the same people.
Right, so like Sam Walton, that's Sam's Club. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
they
Sam
came
Walton,
before Walmart, right?
I
don't know.
It's weird because I feel like Walmart came of Sam's, but I don't know if it was first called Sam's Walmart or Sam's Club or not.
So it says Sam Walton opened the first Sam's Wholesale Club on April 7th, 1983, 21 years after he founded Walmart.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, so Walmart was first.
Yeah, okay. Walmart. Okay, yeah. So I knew it was something like that. But let me say what's up to the chat real quick because I see y'all over here getting busy. Blau C, what up, though? The ATX Terrestrial, man. Listen, every time you, I done called you transsexual. I done called you all kind of shit because it's you know what I'm saying? You have a lot going on. But I get it now. It's the Austin, Texas. You see what I'm saying? That's the part that's fucking me up.
Like ATX Terrestrial.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So Austin, Texas, ATX the extraterrestrial.
Yeah, because it's the terrestrial. That is a hard word to say by itself.
Man, the extra, bruh. Woo. Wee. Okay, anyway. His name probably like Peter. Like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, regular ass. Anyway, who else? What up, Zoe World TV? What's the deal? TH Comedy, Dejanay, Tiffany Alexander, what's the dealio? Who we got? Eric D, Kenny Young. What do you say? A real CP, a real nigga from Louisiana. Check out the Flagrant 2 podcast with Billy Carson. Yeah, I heard about that. I'm definitely going to check that out. Who else we got in here? Okay. Oh, he said it down here. The AT extraterrestrial. Okay, got it. It's Braylon, actually. Okay. All right. Yeah. Braylon. All right. It was a time period, man. I feel like it was like 1987. Everybody's naming their kid Braylon. Who the fuck was Braylon back then?
I don't know a single Braylon.
Right. You don't know no Braylons? I know a hell of Braylons.
I got a cousin named Braylon.
Oh, yeah. Wow. When was he born?
He young. He a child.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's only a couple years, not like eight.
Yeah. So last week I didn't even know this. I pulled a rare ass car on this podcast. Nobody told me. I went home and looked that shit up, and that shit was, I pulled like the number two card in that set that I was just ripping through talking. I'm like, yeah, got a Mew. No, I didn't have a Mew. I had the fucking Mew.
That was the shiny one, right?
What you mean?
It was reflective, wasn't it? Like blue reflective? Was that the Mew?
It was this one.
Oh, no, I didn't. I don't. Oh, yeah. That's the reflective one, yeah.
Yeah,
I think that
was this shit right here. This shit right. See, like, and these, bro, $500. This pack costs $6.
Nice.
But look, it gets nicer.
That card, that one card is worth $500?
$599.
Oh my God.
Look. Hold on. Then my dumb ass pulls two.
Oh no.
Because what happens is you like, bro, like I'm not listen.
So you already made your return and then a lot more.
Oh,
many times over.
Look. Then I pulled the number one card in the shit. This is the Charizard. This is the number one card in the set. This is the rarest card that you can get in the set. Bro, listen to me. One thing I'm always going to do is hustle. Like this shit right here, when I figured out, when I did the research, and I'm always like put niggas on game because I feel like, in my opinion, that's what this podcast is really in my like about. Like, to be honest with you, when I was a kid, I went to private school and, you know, whatever, whether it was some drug money or whatever the fuck money helped me to get there, that's where I was at. So I went to school with some of the best and brightest, and not only best and brightest, but some of the just more diverse, not even racist, because everybody was in that bitch was black, but like, these was like politicians' kids and, you know, just of Detroit, right? The upper crust of Detroit. And I started learning shit that these kids were into because of the areas that they were from, and they had friends, and they were... And so now I'm too old to be fucking with Pokemon cards as playing with them as a kid, right? Not like that, but just like understanding how like these niggas think. Like, bro, like the way that they attack investments, the mm-hmm. way that these kids like, oh, people are like, I'm gonna buy a shipment of those. Like these is kids who are like buy shipments of like shit that people like and be like selling like the real, like, oh, because I went to the supplier and got like, oh, y'all like iceberg tea. Like they was really doing shit that you like, damn, these motherfuckers is on another level. Like their parents would get into business with them and start investing on shit. Like, oh, what are the kids fucking with? You know what I'm saying? Like these are the kind of people. And it's like, this shit is money. And you know who fuck with this a lot? Is them Logan Paul, Jake Paul type of motherfuckers.
Mm.
They fuck with them Pokemon cards a lot. And I was like, man, like, what the fuck is going on? Nigga, people are getting breaded. Because I'm going to tell you what, the nerds is growing up. The yeah. nerds are growing up. And the nerds have all the money.
Yeah, of course.
And they don't want to, like, what I just did, I got two of these Mews, right? This is $1,000 right here in my hand right here. But that's just right now. Like, this set just came out. I hold on to these, get them graded, PSA 10, because they look fucking amazing. I don't see it being less than a 9, honestly. But get them graded and just put them away. And then this is like, you worried about your kids going to college. People are go buy a scratch-off ticket and then hope they... It's like, bro, it's so crazy how they teach us. They don't show us little shit like this in the hood. It's just like, you know,
yeah. Like, so it's
like horse racing, right? Like, you know, I might own a horse one day, just to like, you know, like and get a jockey and do some real shit, make some bands or millions on a fucking horse.
I know someone whose parent retired off of betting on the horses.
Exactly.
But he would do everything like find the temperature of the day and have it down to a science. He was able to retire.
And they want
to
know how the horse was raised and what the horse eats, right? Because you don't even have to bet that the horse gets first place. You could bet that it get fifth place. You know what I'm saying? It's just about being right or, you know, understanding how this horse runs. It's so much shit, but I'm going to let y'all know, please, if you don't do shit else, look into some of these... look into some of these like different type of investments. Just like I keep telling people, anytime you see like somebody like a phenom come into any league that you know of, right? Basketball, football, baseball, you need to go and try to get as many of that player's rookie card as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Like flat out. I'm gonna show you something else that I did the other day. I took my daughter to this Japanese store because my daughter is infatuated with Kiropi. Do you know who Kiropi is?
No.
So there's like a, you know, as a dad, you start learning this shit. There's a group of, it's spelled K-E-R-O-P-P-I, and I might be spelling it wrong. It's a frog that's in the group of Hello Kitty. And so like, this is a person that's friends with, so Hello Kitty has like a whole group of homies that she hangs with. And so this is one of the people. Anyway, my daughter loves it, but you got to go to like Japanese stores in different spots to like pick up anything Kiropi, whatever, right? So I take her to the store to get some Kiropi shit, and they got Pokemon cards in there, and they also got basketball cards in there, right? So they got like PSA 10 Kobe's, you know what I'm saying? Like not even rookie card, just like PSA 10 Kobe's for like $600-$700, right?
Mm.
And so they had this, they had a Wimby rookie in there.
Mm.
Ungraded. And so I asked the lady, I said, well, what's up with this Wimby? How much is it? She told me $30.
Wow. Okay.
So I scanned it. I bought the card, scanned it right in the store, and showed her the last sale of this exact card. I got it for $30. The last sale was $385, maybe 5 hours before I even bought the card because he had just won Rookie of the Year last year.
Nice.
Man, like she was like, what? All them Pokemon cards, the bitch, I mean, the young lady didn't even know, right? Bam. Wimby Monopoly. $385 was the last sale last week.
You shouldn't have said that. You're the last one to buy any cards from her. She's going to scan every single card.
But that's her fault. You know what I'm saying? Like,
No, she... Oh, yeah. You taught her.
Is she just a worker at the store? Or is it like...
No, she was a worker at the store. She said, like, I have to sell you for what is, like, what is tagged as. She's like, you know, hopefully it grades well for you and you could, you know, PSA that. I'm like, that's crazy. Then I bought a pack of cards from 2020. Now, if you remember, 2020 NBA Rookie of the Year was LaMelo Ball, right? But he was in the running for it against Anthony Edwards, right? Anthony Edwards is turning out to be a fucking phenomenal player. Some people are saying he might be the next, like, guy, like Michael Jordan, Kobe. He has that kind of drive. Found one of his, I bought the whole box to get as many of his rookies as I could, and I only got one. All of these are investments. The box was like $48. This card is probably like $60 right now, ungraded or anything. So you do that, and the shit is free. I don't care about all them other Pokemon cards. I'm looking for the ones that are going to sell for that much money. And then, you know, you this is like fucking stocks and bonds.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my homeboy Donnie, him and his wife are expecting. But depending on what kid, like, you know, if he has a boy or a girl, if he has a son, I'm going to give his son one of these Charizards.
Yeah. A girl might want it.
Yeah, but if it's a girl, I'll give her like a Mew or something, like, you know, like cute. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, like I'm going to start doing this to all my little nieces and nephews. I'm going to give them a card and put this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, just different shit. Like, man, it's some shit. I had a meeting this morning and we got into cards, and it's like a vice president of a major film company. I don't want to say the company, but because then people are going to look it up who it is. But our daughters go to the same school randomly.
Mm.
And he saw me at an event of her. I'll tell you about that. He saw me at an event that she had, and we ended up, he hit me on the gram. Like, I thought I saw you, because I was in the middle of filming, because my daughter was like, she got the lead in the fucking Mary Poppins shit. I was telling you.
Tell me about that, right. Yeah.
And so she was singing the Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious song. And so it was like her lead part. So I got up. I had my tripod. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And so that's when everybody, you know, like, so when the parents might have saw me, he saw me, hit me up. Like, I thought that was you. I know your kid goes here. Bam, let's do lunch. We did breakfast today. We're talking about all kind of shit. But he fucking collects, too. And he was like, man, I got this PSA 8.5. This dude's a fucking kabillionaire.
Oh,
you
nice.
Know what I'm saying? But he collects. And these are the people who are buying the shit that, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is like, man, I don't know. I get excited about shit like this. It's like selling dope to me. You know what I'm saying? In like the best way possible.
Yeah,
you
a lot less harm.
You feel me? Like, it's like, to me, it's like, ooh, wee. Like, hitting licks like that. That's like, I don't know. Anyway, TH Comedy, do I ever invest in AI stock? No, I'm not. Like, this is the kind of shit that I do as far as like collectibles and flipping shit. I would be flipping houses or some shit like that probably soon. More so than I would be trying to fuck with stocks and bonds. I don't trust them folks like that. I mean, like stocks, like the stock market.
The stock market, that's interesting because it does tend to go up. So if you buy just like a spread of the stock market, you're probably going to make your money back. It might dip a little bit, but it will definitely eventually go up. Now, if it doesn't, that means the United States has collapsed and you have bigger problems.
Right. Let me say this too real quick because I'm just reading right now. Hey, Zay, check this out. So, like, I told you a couple of weeks ago that my mom found all my cards from the 80s and 90s, right? So, what I've been doing is there's an app called Center Stage. And this app, bro, you take a picture of the card and you can see the sales, like, live as they happen. So, like, this week. So, like, you see this right here? This is like a little Snorlax or whatever that I was checking the price on. It came up at 77 cents right now. Nothing crazy. But, like this is, like, look at this.
Oh, wow. Hey, good for you.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
just put that away.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, yeah, okay. Maya's so responsible. Jesus Christ. But I just show her my balance of my account of the cards that are in my collection that are, that I've already like accounted for, but I'm trying to show you like one of these ones that's like crazy expensive, because it's like, bro, you might be sitting on some gold. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, and it's not even about the best player. It's not about Michael Jordan per se. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might have a dog ass Joe Dumars random rare ass Dream Team card that nobody knows about in your, since he was a kid, that you didn't even gave a fuck about. And this shit is worth some banditos. So, yeah, man, get y'all money, man, for real. Who else? Who's that said they used to collect Karapi stuff? Dejanay. Yeah, I never heard of Karopi or Karapi until my daughter, and she loves that shit. So it's dope, man. It's money out here for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, people will still, you know, you will look at a motherfucker that's collecting bottles and be like, good for you with your hustle. But it's like, nigga, please. I'm about to be, I'm right here with them white boys. Like, yep, I'll take that one. And, nigga, shit.
Just follow them around. Buy what they buy.
Nah, fuck that. I'm just paying attention. They gonna be following me around. Think this guy knows what he's talking. Like, I'd be like, when I get into some shit, I'd be into it. I don't give a fuck. I'd be into it. So, like, it was big in the early 90s. I never heard of it. That's crazy. That's interesting.
Hello Kitty. This dude's been around for a while.
Hello Kitty's huge.
Well, yeah, I know Hello Kitty's huge, but I didn't know about these guys.
It was like anybody in that room would probably fall under that.
So, you've heard about this guy before?
When I saw it, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's been around forever, so since 1988.
Is he a boy or a girl? Can we see what he is or what it is?
It's a fictional character created by...
No, right there. That's top
well, says he was meant.
Okay, he. Yeah, okay. That's good to know. He got a sister, too, I think. He got a crush? He got a wife? What? Yeah.
Who is crush?
Anything my kid is into, bro, I try to throw myself into it, man. I feel like a lot of parents be missing that. Like, you don't know what the fuck going on, and you miss it. Like, damn, I didn't even, you know, like, you gotta, you know, that's why your kid be at the crib making a bomb. Your ass don't even know. You in the living room. They in there, got their PlayStation ripped apart. Turning that bitch into an explosive. And you know what I'm saying? Anything they into, I be trying to, you know what I'm saying, like, be all into that shit. All right. So anyway, that's enough of this, man. It's time to talk some conspiracies and shit. What's going on, man? What is going on in the world today?
Well, a lot of the conspiracy stuff is just mainstream. It's not even conspiracy stuff anymore.
Ain't that crazy?
Like, 10 years ago it was a conspiracy, but now it's just mainstream and nobody cares.
What does that mean, though?
Well, okay, so I'll ask you in a mirror. IVF, embryo selection. Do you believe in choosing the gender of your baby?
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to, that can keep down the population. The motherfuckers who keep trying for that boy or keep trying for that girl. It's like, nah, get the boy, get the girl. I mean,
how the fuck do they do that?
That's what, I mean, that's spinning and temperature. Like, I know, like the some of the sperm, like, I guess the males do better in a certain temperature. Something, there's a way to do it.
I think they take out just one cell of the embryo and test it. Okay, so you both believe in choosing the gender of your
I mean,
baby.
There's nothing to believe in. Like, it exists, and I mean,
It's illegal some places.
Well, that's not surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, they are so funny with making science illegal. And then they wonder why we can't advance in areas that we need to advance in.
Well, I mean, the technology is there regardless. It's just that they've made it illegal, like in the UK and in a lot of places in Europe where they pay for your health care. Then they're like, we're not paying for you to choose a sexier child.
But what I'm saying, a sexier child is hilarious. But what I'm saying is, like, the idea that the technology is there, but it's not going to get better unless the technology is, like, used and used and used and accepted. And then you kind of almost crowdsource the way to make it better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you need more minds on it. Like, if they would have understood that TVs needed to be flat when they first made them, they probably would have never made the fat ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, once it becomes widespread, then we can start advancing on it, and we see, like, man, the TV take up damn near 10% of the room back in the day.
So I'll agree with you on things like TVs, but when you're talking about human beings, I'm going to go with maybe we don't play God here. Because how are you going to make it better? You're going to choose this boy or girl. That's all there is. You can't improve on that.
I mean, we don't know that, Maya, because it hasn't been improved on, right? So what if there's a way to see... put it like this, all hypothetical, mm-hmm. right? You start to notice a link between the fastest sperm and the more successful people, right? Versus people who are old, have a slower sperm anywhere for whatever reason. These sperm aren't fast, they aren't hyperactive. Maybe you see that a sperm super fast can lead to a better athlete in a person, right? Maybe like you. So then, like, the more we do it, the more we start to see trial and error. Like, okay, we knew that this guy was going to be You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can really start to, what did that man say? What did Neil say? The majority of the people who could exist never exist. Yeah. Right? Now think about how many assholes, weirdos, and just motherfuckers who don't need to exist. If we could pick another person out of that litter to bring forth. I mean, like, I'm just saying, like, a better person, more compassionate, like, learn how to, like, make a better race starting from selection, that I feel you, that does lend into playing God, maybe.
Yeah, it definitely lends into playing God, and things, it's not the sperm speed, like, they inject it directly. And then when you're talking about, like, let's say you want to select for intelligence, there's so many genes that go into intelligence, and there's even so many genes that would go into coordination, so maybe, you know, in 100 years, you get to the point where we can actually choose that. Maybe not. But in the meantime, you make a lot of mistakes based off a lot of wrong assumptions.
Right.
And then you end up screwing up.
So we're saying the same thing. So basically, like, through however you want to say it, but it through it being trial and error, it becomes a way to filter out unwanted things. And you said that 100 years, I think we could do it in quicker than 100 years, because if the technology is not taboo, then we could use it with an open mind. Like, we are doing it right now. You take the chance of your kid being undesirable right now. We're going in blind.
That's not going to affect it by embryo selection, because they don't know genes that well.
Okay, but that's what I'm
there's
saying.
There's so many there's like 20 genes, but so why, they don't know which one. They're just so, like. They're just kind of like going in the dark and being like, maybe it's this one. We know that this one's related, but it's also other 20 right. that are related.
So then we start mapping them out. Like, and that could take time, but also that takes use of the technology.
It's like Gattaca. You've seen Gattaca, the movie?
Nuh-uh. What's that about?
It's basically like that, where there's the rich people basically go through eugenics and select for all of these traits. And then it gives them an edge over working class and middle class people who do it the old fashioned way. And then Ethan Hawke, I'm surprised you haven't seen Gattaca. Here we go. Ethan Hawke plays this character who's just old school.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it from, you know, he got two attractive parents and that's it. And he kind of, I'm not gonna say worms his way, but, you know, social climbs his way into those circles, and they can't tell the difference. So that's what this movie is about. Is like, is it right or is it wrong? And I'm at the point right now, we've seen a lot of scientific things just go wrong. Like, we saw eugenics about 100 years ago. They thought they'd figured out eugenics.
Mm-hmm.
That was a disaster. A major disaster.
What happened with eugenics?
The Nazis got hold of it, and, you know.
I see Tiffany Alexander said that, too, about eugenics.
Yeah,
that's just what it sounded like we were talking about.
Yeah.
So, what is eugenics?
Eugenics is basically like, well, we do it for horses. We do it for horses. We do it for livestock. But they tried to do it with people, and they were like, "Well, we can engineer the perfect person, the Nazi Übermensch kind of person,"
mm-hmm.
and that didn't work out well. That went very badly for everybody involved.
I'm saying, but in what way, though? Like, were the people just fucked up?
Well, there was a lot of experiments. The Nazis had breeding programs to create better people. So they would breed their top soldiers with their top women and just have this whole line of people. And I guess someone could make the argument that had they not lost the war, it would have worked out, but... Then you also have, like, Mengele making all these experiments in the concentration camps. It's just humans can't be trusted with that stuff. And whenever they get hold of it, they think they're superior and they think they can play God. And then yada, 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 concentration camps,
so
fight,
but,
war
but,
with Russia.
But what's crazy is that, you know, yeah, they did it, quote unquote, with the Nazis. They did it in slavery.
They did it in slavery. And then they did it after slavery in the United States.
Right.
Where they tried to sterilize people who they thought should not be reproducing.
And then they, yeah, well, yeah, that was...
That was evil.
That was evil, and that was against a lot of... Those were specifically women of color, right?
Women of color, women who had... they felt were... had emotional disorders, and they might not have had emotional disorders. They may just not have lived well in that environment. So it's like, who decides what are the genes that go forward? Who decides what are these things? And people who decide tend to be the people who think that they're better and want to select for more like themselves. Anyway.
Because it just, I mean, like, you start to think, this is a wormhole to go down where you like, okay, well, maybe the human race is as a whole as a result of eugenics based on what they say this, what did they say? The Anunnaki came down and created this race of people based on who they needed to work, and they needed them to be able to be smart, but then they basically escaped and got out and started to basically be. Have you heard of that?
I'm reading the Book of Enoch now, and it says in that the race of giants, no, the race of angels had bred with the women of men, and they created this race of giants. And those they taught the people all these things they weren't supposed to be taught. So God wiped them off the earth.
He wiped who, the giants or the people?
The giants and the people, and he was just like, enough of this.
So they taught them what, though? Like, I wonder what they taught them. I had a conversation about that today, about the Nephilim and how they were the sons of, you know, they were angels basically who bred with the women of this
women
world.
Of men. Yeah. And then they created this race of giants. They weren't supposed to. So they weren't supposed to. And then it's kind of like the, I believe it's the Prometheus myth, where they taught them things about the nature of science they weren't supposed to be taught. And then God was like, no. And then they begged God's forgiveness through Enoch. And God was like, no, Enoch, I'm not going to spare them. And then he wiped them out with the flood. Okay, but can we go back to choosing your child's sex?
Okay.
Who do you think gets chosen?
The most?
Yeah.
Men.
Ha! In the United States.
Yeah.
No. It is 70% women.
Damn.
When couples can choose in the United States, they choose to make women.
Why?
Because women are easier to get along with.
No.
What are they saying?
That's what they're saying. Women are cool. Women don't even get along with each other.
That's what they're saying. So when you have, for example, a single mother, that's just one example, and she wants to have one child, she's going to choose a female embryo. So where is the study? That they're closer and they treat their parents better, that they're easier to get along with, especially in school. So people prefer daughters in the United States by a large margin.
I could believe that. The only reason I said men was because of how people act when
Smoke. Yeah,
they get so mad when they have a daughter, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
I ain't gonna lie, I was a little upset when I had my second daughter because she's so great, but it's just like, man, I think for obvious reasons, like, you want a boy because a boy is really less work as a parent. It's less worry as a parent because a boy can just be a boy, right? A boy can kind of just, you know, they seem to be less expensive. You know, every man won his junior. And his little, you know.
But women make the final choice here. You know, you listen to your wife. What makes your wife happy? Most men do. Maybe you don't, but most men will.
I mean, I'm
do.
Just saying. Yeah. I mean, I guess. I mean, you know. Yeah. Of course. Of course, I listen to my wife about what makes her happy. I think that's, you know, what they say: happy wife, happy life.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it should be happy spouse, happy house. Women don't want to hear that shit.
Because it's not. It's happy wife, happy life.
That's crazy. I don't think that's fair.
It's the way it is. And women are more likely to take care of their parents when they get older and all this stuff. But yeah, it's a large margin, 70%. Also, it says a 2010 study showed that American adoptive parents were 30% more likely to prefer girls than boys and willing to pay $16,000 more to get one.
Oh, if you're going to adopt, for sure. I remember, man. Yeah, I remember this. Somebody in my family adopted this little boy, and this nigga grew up big as fuck, bigger than everybody. This nigga was like, we didn't know what the fuck this nigga was, but he was a puppy. This nigga was knocking niggas out, all my uncles and shit. I'm like, get that nigga. I was like, man, look, where did this nigga come from? This nigga is way bigger than us. We don't even get this big. Yeah, what are y'all feeding this nigga? Yeah, man, you know.
Well, this is the problem with sex selection in, they say, India and China, is that they picked boys. So they have a whole generation, especially China, where the men don't have any women to marry. It's a huge problem. But here, and we're talking about rich people here, talking about the richest of the rich in the United States, there might be an imbalance, and there's going to be more girls in that cast.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's interesting. We about to have all the women over here.
There's already more. Isn't there more women in America?
After a certain age, the chart, it goes, there's slightly more boys born. And then up until, I think, about 30, 35, 40, there's more men. And then it evens out to more women because women live longer.
That's what I was thinking.
But it's slightly more boys are born because boys, for whatever reason, they'll die off before 40.
Mm.
So that's how nature balances things.
That's how nature balances things. What?
So you guys still think it should be legal to choose daughters, even if in the next generation you guys are second-class citizens?
I mean, they could choose whatever the fuck they want to choose. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's like saying, like, I mean, you're going to buy the gas that your car need. But, I mean, if I was to do that, I would cop me a son. I'm not about to buy no damn daughter. I make them for free. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, I look like, I feel them, but nah. Go ahead and get that sunny boy.
I mean, you could. You could do that right now. You could go to these IVF.
I know I could. But, you know, I don't know. I don't think that's Christian to be doing that. You can't just be chefing. I mean, everything I said is just like some of these motherfuckers don't need to be alive. I was playing devil's advocate. Bottom line is, if God don't want your ass here, then why am I about to spin the block for you?
Well, that was another thing that is in this article. This article is from Slate, by the way. And they're like, if you choose for a daughter, what if that daughter grows up and she's not like a typical girl? What if she's more boyish and she doesn't have all these qualities you expected her to have?
Mm.
Like, can't she be her own person without you thinking that you're just going to make this mini-me?
Yeah, I was supposed to, I'm not gonna say I don't want no daughter. If my daughter decides she wants to be a masculine citizen, then that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like my grandfather didn't have no sons, right? He just had three girls, my mom and my aunts. And then my mom had me, right? And apparently I act just like his dad. His dad was one of the top roasters in Detroit in like the 30s or 40s. He was like popular as fuck for roasting. I never met him, but here I am on the same wave, probably a little colder than he was. Cause you know what I'm saying? We know more shit now, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm probably living his dream out of anybody else in my family for me to be a comedian and take it this far and do like that. That's like, to me, that always stood out to me. Like, man, I'm really, you know, it's that drop of water mentality. You know, you take a drop of water, you put a pin in and drag over here. Well, now you got maybe three or four drops on that trail and then another drop where you stopped. That's all the same water. And that's the idea of having offspring.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same water, whether it's their offspring or, you know, it's like, you know, if you, it's all you.
Mm.
And you're all people from the past. And I think that's just how it goes.
I think when they say, you know, a man wants a son, who's going to have a son? It's a son. It's a continuous Y chromosome all the way down. That's what they want.
So, like, but, hold on. TH Comedy says she want to hear a 1930s roast. I believe it was 1940, 46 on. So maybe, like, he was doing it in, like, late 40s, early 50s. But they said one of his roasts was, this nigga look like he been bathed in his mother's piss. Now, mind you, I don't know. It was funny as fuck.
Back in the day.
Niggas hit the ground dying. Ah! You know, that shit wouldn't fly today. I think my granddad to get his ass blazed on roast me. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, back then, niggas couldn't even handle that. What if you get to heaven and great-granddad, because it's my great-granddad, fire me up with some roast? Man, do you not watch this podcast, sir? Eric, this not a nigga dead or alive or spiritual. Nobody's fucking with me. That's what God made me to do. I'm a roast until, I mean, like, I roast the shit out the devil. I roast the shit out of Satan. It's your little bitch ass, nigga. He be like, what did you say? Like, shut up, bitch. I put some ribs on your back and cook some ribs. You hot motherfucker. Whatever. Anyway.
What if he's a better roaster?
Who, Satan?
Mm-hmm. He's good at things.
He's good at things. Look at you, taking that for the devil. Yeah, oh, man.
Well, that's why you don't make a deal with the devil.
I don't make no deal with the devil. You know what I'm saying?
What's that? The devil went down to Georgia, and then he makes a deal, and he says, I can play the fiddle better than you. And then he does. He does play the fiddle better than him. But the devil plays some good fiddle in that song.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm still going to roast the devil, because I'm going to go in areas that he don't even think about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because you got to hit the devil where it hurts. He got expelled from heaven. And he think hell is nice and all that, but he was just at the fucking Four Seasons. And now he at the fucking Marriott trying to act like they got a nice pool. No, bitch, that shit ain't sweet. Don't act like you having a ball down there tricking people.
That's why God don't fuck with you. Then he get mad and his light.
But see, we don't even
off.
Know, dog. God will fuck around and spin the block, fuck around and forgive that nigga. We don't know about it. God be like, well, now, all my children. You'd be like, God, why you doing? I'm trying to roast this nigga. You done fuck around and forgave him. That's why you got to stay out of that shit. I don't know what them niggas got going on.
Yeah, I would stay out of it.
Yeah, I stay out of that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I really want to venture into. So there was a ritual that went real bad. Speaking of, in Mexico, so these people were doing a Santeria ritual.
Man, I don't know why I thought she was naked, like, because the way the picture came up slow. I'm like, well, is it going to be any clothes? She just got a naked head. Don't her head look like somebody who be naked? She got a butt naked ass head. Like, go down to just her neck. Go down to just her neck. Wait, let me see if we can do it. Yeah, don't she look like she'd be like, she'd be butt ass. That, like, that's like the, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so they consumed this liquid that they made for themselves, this potion, and they thought it would give them magical powers, but it didn't.
It did. It made them magically dead. Like, you are now deader than you've ever been. I ain't never been this dead.
Yeah.
Never been this dead. That's crazy. So was it her, big forehead girl?
She has nothing to do with this.
She like a bright
girl.
Idea, don't she? Like a light bulb?
Look at this nigga. Trump stuff. I don't need to watch that.
Donald Trump, man. Hey, that's a hell of a motherfucker, boy. You got to give props.
He has a cult of personality around him. Mm-hmm. He has power over people.
He's a time traveler. All the shit he doing look like a nigga who's back.
What is he doing, though? He just seems to, like, stumble into more success his whole
because
life.
Because he got all the answers.
He has no answers
yes,
to anything.
Does. Yes, he does. Baron Trump. Baron's time travel. That shit is real. That's him. They got time travel. And I wonder how they're doing it. Man, I be looking at some of them old time travel videos or pictures. But it'd be like videos on YouTube, but on the video, they show pictures of, like, people walking around in like the 1920s with, like, a cell phone because they forgot cameras could catch them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some shit going on, man. Some shit going on. Did we talk about, I brought it up, but people have been hitting me up about it. First of all, they killed me about my fucking Drake take. They was like, thank God Amir is there to school CP about fucking Kendrick. And I was like, man, look, fuck y'all. Nigga, I ain't got to agree with everybody. You know what I'm saying? But upon further review, you know, Kendrick is really watching this nigga, man. Amir, while she looking for that, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think Drake is getting Ja Rule right now? Now, we've seen this happen. Like, dog, 50 was mad at Ja Rule, and, you know, Ja Rule, but Ja Rule was having a good ass time before that. He was dropping a damn near a song a month. Hits, chart topping hits, until this nigga came out and just bullied the shit out this nigga, and then we was like, yeah, he is whack, bitch, boo. Is Drake right now getting Ja Rule'd?
His public perception is definitely on the downturn. Do I think that's enough to knock him out? No. But he's going to have to stay away for a minute. He can't try to drop something this year, I don't think. He got to let the shit die down. That Kendrick song went number one. He's calling y'all boys a pedophile, and that's a number one song in the world.
And then number two is BBL Drizzy. That shit.
I was literally walking outside in my neighborhood and somebody was blasting it in their apartment.
Like, BBL Drizzy?
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I was man. Like, this shit is crazy. Yeah, his public perception is down, so you're going to have to... He need to take some time away anyway.
Hey, run for your life. I see you, Tim. Yeah, I feel it, man. It's just a good song, man. And it's like, God damn, like... man. It's like watching a king get killed.
It happens to everybody, though.
It does, man.
Everybody has their time where it's gonna be some kind of fall. And the thing is, I kind of felt like the time was coming for Drake, because I say he's acting like you can't act like you're too big to fall.
Okay, so look, I'm gonna tell you what he needs to do. He needs to get married. He needs to like fall back into like he needs to do like Jay-Z did. Like when Jay-Z lost that battle to Nas, he's went and wifed up Beyonce, and it just kind of like.
But he, even with the thing like that one, like Jay-Z obviously lost that, but it didn't knock him down either.
Cause Nas didn't drop a, Ether was good.
But it was a better diss for sure. But
it was not
wasn't
a
bad.
Banger.
Yeah,
it was not like.
But that's not what
freaky
people
ass
for.
Nigga, 69 God. You know what I'm saying? It was not that, bro.
I can't see Drake getting married anytime soon. He just don't act like he ready for that.
Man.
That's what he for sure need to grow up, but it's going to be one of those things where he's going to have to grow up in a position where he has to do it. And that would be when he's not as famous as he is right now.
Future didn't drop some of the best music out of this whole shit to me. I'm loving that Future music, man.
I'm happy to hear it's come back.
Yeah, a lot of heat off Gunna, and it's a lot of heat off of Diddy. You see Diddy's son drop that diss?
Terrible. It was absolutely awful. Absolutely terrible. Why are you even rapping? His whole thing is like, I'm like my dad reincarnated, but
yeah,
just as bad, if not worse. Like, at least Diddy has some swag to his shit. Your shit is literally like an emulation of what everybody grew up with, and it's terrible.
Yeah, I think.
And then he get on wax talking like, and basically incriminating your dad, saying that the feds raided the house, but they didn't realize we got the one next door. Like,
yeah.
Are you serious?
But that's only, it only incriminates him if they really do got the one next door. If they don't, then he's just talking shit.
But it's just talking shit, but it's like, I wouldn't even bring that shit up. Like, it's like a bragging point. Like, oh, we so rich, we got the spot next. Y'all still got raided, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
hey, okay, Tip says Soulja Boy crashing out, which I feel like that's all he do is
that's
crash
all he
out.
Do.
And then Zay said Ether was weak and the beat was horrible.
And that was the thing.
Say fuck Jay-Z.
It's just the thing of like when it's just different time. Like that's what people was trying to critique Euphoria, like the Kendrick diss first. The beat was weak.
It wasn't though. The more I listen to Euphoria, it's really, really good.
And he was like, it's a little too death. And I'm like, what are we gauging a diss record?
Right.
What did he say?
Right.
That's what matters the most.
Kendrick's Euphoria to me. I like Euphoria better than I like Not Like Us, although I really do like Not Like Us. Like, you can't help but like that. I'm watching it like that.
Euphoria is a better diss
but Euphoria,
record than Euphoria.
Euphoria
I mean,
is a
Not Like Us.
Euphoria is a better Kendrick record. Mm-hmm. It's so Kendricky, you know what I'm saying? Like this, that first beat that it come on with, then how I switch and his rhyme scheme in that. This Bay Area bop that Kendrick is on right now, I mean, we love it because the BPM hit. It's a mustard beat. It's doing what it's supposed to do, but he not really like the bars are simple. It's crazy. He almost beating Drake in his own game.
He is. That's exactly what he did. That's back to back. I'm gonna get back to that for the record. Like. That's what I was saying. There was no way. That's what I was saying. No way for Drake to win that. There was no way, unless he actually had some dirt on him. That was the only way he was going to beat him. But Kendrick literally predicted how he was going to go about the whole thing anyway in the first track that he dropped. And Drake did exactly that. And I was like, well, there's no way he can win. And then Not Like Us was like the final nail in the coffin. Like, well, you ain't got nothing else to say. So here, take this. And then I'm going to drop a hit on you. And now everybody is running around.
Man,
and
babies are singing it. They played it at a funeral.
Yeah,
it was like a church doing. He saw a kid posted. There was like a church doing Not Like Us.
Yeah,
it's like
I seen
man.
People internationally steel drums. It's,
yeah,
it's a thing, man.
Saudi Arabia banging it. You know? Yeah, it's like they all in Dubai banging that shit. Yeah, man. All right, Maya, what you find?
This picture is the one you're talking about. It's from World War II.
I mean, shit like this. Bless you. Thank you. Shit like this. Like, what is he doing?
I don't know
what's on the other side. Like, the quality ain't good enough for us to see what he's actually holding.
Right.
To his
but
ear.
It's like the facial expression. He looks as if he's talking to something or somebody.
He could be scratching his ear with a deck of cards.
Or wallet.
Yeah. There's not enough information.
Or he could be on a goddamn Android. I'm just saying, like.
What's the guy next to him doing? Is he involved at all?
He watching his back.
So this is during World War II, and somewhere in the article they said, well, maybe he's a spy.
Walkie-talkie.
Yeah. But he wouldn't do that out in public.
He wouldn't
like
do that,
that
out in public like that.
But he wouldn't be on his phone either if you.
Okay, can we zoom in and see if that's his reflection in the window?
Yeah.
I don't know if we get much more information. Is it?
Yeah, because I don't look like it. So the guy next to him has a smaller hair than the guy that's in that reflection in that window.
What's more about the angle? You turn your head to the side in that position, it's going to look like it's bigger than.
Got you. I hear that, but we're looking at it from the side right now, and it looks small even from this angle. The angle that we see his real head at is usually the angle that it would look big from, if I'm not mistaken.
No. It's the perception of it. So what we see is the back, what is this? Back left side of this dude's head. Yeah, this is a perspective thing. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at, and then the camera's not straight on. It's not like directly in that line. Because if it was split evenly, then it would look the same on both sides.
I do see the sideburn, the ear, and the hat in the window. It's inside that triangle. So, I mean, I guess that is, I'm just trying to, I mean, it just looks like that mannerism looks just so like he's telling somebody what he's seeing right now. Like, yep, they're going this way. I'm watching them go that way.
It just seemed like both of them guys is out there just people watching or whatever. I mean, but these guys, this guy right here with this hat, he looked like he probably was in the Army or something. The Navy. He has on that hat, that kind of cap.
This is during World War II, so I'm assuming that most of these guys
are
soldiers.
Yeah,
so that guy right there definitely looks like a soldier. The up front in the
looks like different branches of the military. These guys look like they're bankers or something, but
the man in them sunglasses look like the nigga that was on Michael Jackson Moonwalker when he was had them spiders going on Michael Jackson. That's crazy. Yeah, man, I don't know, but there are more pictures like this though. I don't know, man. I think that if the technology that we quote unquote get from these extra interdimensional beings is the ability to be interdimensional, then time travel was absolutely on the table.
Maybe. I mean, I'm saying maybe. Because what we could be projecting onto him, what we know of cell phones now, and it's just one, you know, thousandth of a second of his life. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. That's true.
So that's I'm just gonna say.
And what are the coincidences? I mean, what are the odds that they would catch this man making this mannerism with this face appearing to be just like some shit would be right now? What are the odds of catching this? You know what I'm saying?
So this, I haven't had time to go through this yet. This dude,
he could be pulling off some sunglasses too. Like you know, you pull glasses down.
Yeah, and they just caught him in that.
Oh, no, I don't see it on it coming around the other side, though. Yeah, go ahead.
So this guy says these are all hoaxes. But I have to go through this.
I mean, this is obviously a hoax. Nobody even looking at him like, look at what he got on. What the
fuck? Time traveling hipster in the 1940s. This guy is in a...
hoax.
Yeah. Let's see what else he says. I don't know why this is supposed to be interesting. Oh, he's saying that. Oh, this is a hockey shirt that existed at the time, or whatever. A woman in a Charlie Chaplin movie using a cell phone. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we just do go brush right past it.
Oh, we can look at it more.
No, I'm just saying. You know, see her little fat ass on her little phone. What is she doing? She might be trying to shield her face. She probably don't want to be in the movie. Back then, they probably had no extra like contrast. She's probably like, I don't want to be in this damn movie.
She's trying to get where she got
to
go.
Yeah, she's trying to get to her, get her little snacks.
Oh, it says the answer, she's using a portable hearing aid. So if they had a portable hearing aid in 1928, that's what this guy could have been using, perhaps.
I said, yeah, ain't no telling how big that shit
is. Yeah, but he don't got a deaf face.
What's a deaf face?
Don't make me do the deaf face. Anyway,
well, if he was
almost did the deaf face.
If he was in the war and an explosive went off next to his head, he could be deaf suddenly.
You think that little ass head he got, an explosive to go off next to that shit and not fuck his head up?
Oh, close boom. Enough.
Boom. That little grape head he got. Boom.
Yeah, right. I've never not had my earmuffs on when I'm going shooting, but if you don't, you can screw yourself up.
Hell yeah, especially if we shooting like 5.56s, 223s. Them bitches is loud, like bombs. That's crazy that they be shooting kids with them at these schools, like running, like, dog, that's a hell of a fucking round. And like an assault rifle round?
That's sick.
That's crazy.
That's sick, yeah. Anyone who would do that is legitimately sick in the head. 1917 modern man. Man, whatever.
He just got a t-shirt on. Well, what make him modern?
Well, 1917, there wasn't t-shirts like that.
You don't think so? 1917.
1917, who's wearing clothes like that?
A t-shirt? When was the t-shirt invented?
In that form where it has like the collar and shit, that's not a common piece of clothing in 1917.
Hey, DJ Nate trying to give me cancer talking about do the death face. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not doing the death face, man.
It says 1898, the first t-shirt.
1898.
What does it look like? Do you have a picture of what it looks like?
Let's pull this up.
Yeah, look at this nigga. That's Keenan Ivory Wayans. Look at and Bubba Gump next to nigga, that's Damon Wayans' daddy. That's Shaman Wayans.
The quality on that picture says that's 1900s for sure. 1940s right there.
T-shirt was terrible. Don't get me wrong, but it was a T.
1913, U.S. Navy adopted the white cotton knit t-shirt as the official underwear to wear with their uniforms.
That makes sense. Okay, so there was t-shirts in 1917.
Yeah. When was drawers invented? That's the thing.
Drawers have been around.
Like, man, it smelled way better since them drawers that came out. What's this one?
A punk haircut? Where, are you at?
Where am I supposed to see this? Oh. Man, whatever. Oh my
a punk haircut? God,
they playing in our face.
Somebody just messed his ass up. That's what happened.
He looked like a tough motherfucker, too.
Yeah, he probably fight you. Back then, these guys were not fucking.
See, all I
like
said
that.
Was he was tough. Why you gotta go throw the white? Why you gotta fight me, Maya?
He fight anybody. Cool with me. Look at him.
Man, I beat the shit out of this dude. Nah, off top, off bail. When I see him, just because you spoke on him like that, I'm fucking him up.
1905, dude.
Me
I don't know.
And Tony go run up on my man. Bink, 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 because he gonna see Tony coming. Like, oh, this guy, this big, big, big dude, long hair. Ain't no long hair motherfuckers around there. So he would know Tony from the future, but here I come. Bam, secret nigga. Crack, the ball is tipped. I'm gonna rock this shit.
Anyone from 1905 has probably lost like 5 siblings and grew up working in the mines.
They say, hey, well, guess what? They finna get lost they damn self. That's how them blows gonna hit.
Cell phone camera, 1962 FIFA.
Where?
Yeah, what am I looking
at? Oh, right there. Look at that. What's that? What's that? Trying to get a dick pic, too. What is this?
So what is it? It's a box camera, not a cell phone.
It's the lid to a medium format camera. Yeah.
She only knows what she's doing.
And then that's that. Man, but it didn't debunk the one photo. So that's interesting.
I think, you know, all of this shit, man, butterfly effect, the multiverse, the time traveling, I think that they're all connected. And that's just like one sector of like conspiracy shit. You know what I'm saying?
The butterfly effect is, yeah, I mean, that could be applied to like anything almost.
That's established science, but yeah.
What's established science?
The butterfly effect? It's chaos theory.
What is chaos theory?
Chaos theory, well, like the butterfly effect is that it can set off a chain of events that you can't predict. So, and the three body problem, you saw that?
Mm-hmm.
So that problem specifically is also chaos theory in that in regular physics, like Newtonian physics, you can figure this stuff out. And you can be like, this is the answer, da, 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 da. But when you have too many variables, it just keeps adding to each other. It's like if you keep releasing too much different colors dye in a system, then you'll see it all gets mixed together and it's unpredictable. So the inputs that you put in at the beginning aren't necessarily the same as the outputs you get at the end. Chaos theory is relatively new, but it's a really interesting concept. Relatively new. I want to say like
Tiffany Alexander says she thinks that the time travelers are what most people think are ghosts. What's interesting about that is I think that what people think are ghosts are actually beings from a planet where their body makeup is more vapor-esque than ours. You look at like I've said this since our first episode, water people from the water planet. And then you think about all of these gaseous planets, gas being the main element in that environment. What kind of person could that make? Could that make a person that could phase, a person that could, you know, whose DNA could be cloudy, right? We talk about them aliens that was in the mall, quote unquote. People said that they were phasing, right? Mm. It's like if you were from a world where gas was a different, like everything, you know, like the makeups are different. Could that be, you know what I'm saying? Is that something? Because to Tiffany's point, I have had that thought, like, okay, here's what I think is going to be possible. I know I'm all over the place. I had a Red Bull. Here's what I think is going to be possible. Do you think time phones would ever be possible?
To send information to or from the past?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Based on the fact that, now hear me out. When we see stars, we're looking at a star that's millions of years old.
Yeah.
Like that light has not even got to us yet, for real. That star might be gone and dead. The sky today, the 2024 sky, might look completely different than what we see. We're looking at sky from damn near biblical days.
Depending on the distance the star is to us, yes.
Okay. So with that, do you think it would be possible with all of the radio frequencies that are just out in the world, out in the space, that go out there, that get bounced around, and, you know, they get like 1950s transmissions of, we landed on the moon, all this kind of stuff. Do you think it would be possible to somehow call the past? So to not go there, but like call your grandma who passed away and tell her like, hey, this is me. If you believe me, I need you to put the cigarettes down. Now, mind you, if it could happen, theoretically speaking, it would have already happened.
Yeah, you would have changed the past already.
It would have already changed.
Yeah.
If it ever could happen, it would, or maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's risky. Just like anything with the going back in time kind of thing and altering shit or interfering with shit. Things have already been made to a point where we are today, everything that happened in the past has already happened. So then you go back to, like, saying, even if it's just a call, a simple call back and being like, fuck are you? And then that shifts things in the future, which could end up making it so that you don't even exist.
The movie Black Phone did that, Tiff said.
Black Phone? Is that the one with Ethan Hawke?
The Black Phone.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one. That was the dead we're calling. No?
I mean, theoretically, that would be the point of doing it, right? Because I wouldn't want to call somebody who was alive in the past and then call them and see if they remember it after I call them.
It was like there was a phone down in the basement this kid was being held in, and he was getting messages from these other people that were also held there, not to ruin the movie for anybody. But, I mean, that's interesting. The reason we see stars from hundreds of years ago, that doesn't break any laws of physics.
Right, just how long the light takes to travel.
If we got it instantly, then that would be time travel.
Really?
Yeah, because it's moving at the speed of light. And if it moved faster than the speed of light, then that would be some kind of...
Okay. That's crazy, but it's light, though.
Yeah, light has a... There's a limit to light.
Yeah.
Right.
Things
no,
have a you know,
I get it.
Finite speed that they can move at.
But it's like,
because even this light has a, it's traveling at the same speed. When we cut it on, it's just that it's so close that it hits us right away. If the further away you get, then the longer it takes.
I guess I've never seen light up something in like succession.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like light to us, like you turn the flashlight on, instantly the room is going to get brighter, right?
Yeah.
What we don't see is, like you turn the flashlight on, bam, the room is light. But what we don't see is the, like this inch of light, that inch, like we don't see this.
Well, what's interesting is if the sun were to explode, we wouldn't see it for 8 minutes.
Right.
So it would hit every planet and it'd be like, hey, it's the sun. And it's like, oh, the sun's exploded. Oh, that happened 8 minutes ago.
Mm. I think it's just because that's just how fast it is.
That's how fast. Because
light is just that damn fast. Yeah. But you can see the difference when it comes to sound.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen something that you see a firework go up, but you don't hear the pop until a little bit later? Mm-hmm. Or a lightning strike happens and then...
The speed of sound thing, or breaking the sound barrier, the whole sonic boom aspect, is something that I think is more tangible. I agree.
It's because the speed of sound is only, it's like 700 something miles per hour or something like that. It's not even close. The light is out of here.
Yeah.
Many, many times faster than that.
And so I think that to travel at light speed could change a lot as it pertains to time travel. Am I right? To be able to travel at light speed, like, theoretically, if you could travel, like,
if you could if you could travel at light speed, you're breaking a lot of shit.
Light speed is just one unit.
Yeah, if it gets harder to travel at light speed, but as you approach light speed, time slows down for you. So if you were traveling at a speed, even a fraction of the speed of light, and you did that for 100 years or whatever, when you came back, everyone you knew would be dead. Well, our 100 years, it wouldn't be 100 years to you. So in and of itself, it has, you kind of get into relativity.
So you would travel so fast.
That's it. If you could, that's the theory, right? Is that if you can travel at light speed and you can go far enough back, you will go basically start seeing things from the past that had happened. That's the theory, that if you move at a fast enough speed, you can make it back to where you can see things that had already existed.
That are about to happen.
No, the past. I don't know if you can go forward. Because if the light hasn't happened, then it hasn't happened. But you can see things that have happened.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not brushed up on my latest time travel. They were looking at it for a while.
Yeah, they were trying to figure it out because I feel like to travel at light speed was something that I think they have that. And they're not telling us. They have the ability to travel at light speed.
That, you know, that would be really interesting. I've heard theories about how they do it, but I wouldn't be able to, like, check the math on that.
Of course. I mean, because if you could, then you would be a part of the problem to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want you to be able to do that.
Yeah, I come in one day, like, check the math on everything, and then the next week, I'm just, where Maya go?
Right. In other news, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's crazy, man. I don't want to get killed for just wanting to know some shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you can't be scared because motherfuckers don't own this planet.
And honestly, there's so much stuff going on online, they would just discredit you. They'd be like, this person is insane. They wouldn't even bother to kill you anymore.
Really?
Yeah, why?
Shit,
why bother?
What you mean why? Them Boeing motherfuckers is popping up dead. All of them. Not all these new ones.
They're like, there's 10 Boeing, left.
Boeing just got sued.
I mean, they don't care about the money, obviously. They care about what they know and what could hurt them. The bottom line. Not, you know, getting sued is a part of the game.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty big suit, though, like a pretty big suit. Particularly pertaining to the crashes that's been going on and stuff.
Yeah,
they supposedly have some kind of protections against it so that
they don't get sued.
But now they're suing them like you've done the most. So.
Man, they gotta fix this shit, bro. All right, so that's it, man. I wanna let's do this. This is cool. Let's do this ad real quick for Nico Kitchen Shop. I got some dope shit for y'all. Peep this out. Nico Kitchen Shop, if y'all don't know, is our favorite sea moss and plant-based supplements. We're celebrating Nico's 4-year anniversary with a crazy sale to get you right for the summer. Sea moss is a powerhouse of essential vitamins and minerals that we need every day. And the best part is no hidden ingredients. They have everything from pure sea moss gel to sea moss gummies to sea moss capsules. All you have to do is go to NicoKitchenShop.com and some of my favorite products are there. Like, I love the gummies, the yin yang, the applesauce, which is fire to me. All those things are amazing. But this is the kicker. For a limited time, you guys can get an incredible deal when you use the promo code CPSendMe. Nico is giving y'all 50% off when you order two or more items. That's right, 50% off, only for the CPeeps. When you go to NicoKitchenShop.com and order two or more items while supplies last. Show some love for her fourth anniversary and go run it up at NicoKitchenShop.com. Tell them CP sent me. And the offer ends Friday night. They also have a storefront that they just opened up in Vegas, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's really, really dope. Shout out to Nico.
Congratulations. That's a big deal.
Congratulations to Nico, man. They're going crazy. So, yeah, man, go down there and tell them CP sent me. And get that CMOS, man, all those CMOS products, and get that shit in you. You feel me? And after that, man, that's it. Another episode of the CP Podcast. I want some good shit, man. We've been kind of like circling around these same ideas. It's time to kick it up a notch. I got to figure out what that's going to be, man. I know we got to have some guests on here, but we also got to kick it up and talk about some shit that we kind of scared to talk about.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm scared to talk about a lot of shit, but I'm just saying we got to talk about some shit, man, because it's like, you know, I feel like we're getting to the bottom of the conspiracy barrel. It's starting to be like a lot of this shit is just... A lot of these things come back to other conspiracies that kind of involve them anyway, which is always interesting to me, but still, man, I'm about to go to Target. That's crazy. I have to go to Target. I need a wet dry vac, man. My fucking garage, man, just flooded today.
Oof.
I know, dog. I got to get this wet dry vac. One of them orange ones. Yeah, I need that shit, man. It's time. So, yeah, that's what the fuck I'm about to be doing. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, man. Comedy Store this week. Toronto, June 8th. I will be in Toronto, California. I mean, Canada. Toronto, Canada. For a show, man. June 8th. That's Max's birthday, too. But I'm going to be in Toronto with you guys. So, yeah, get those tickets, man. The link is in my bio on my Instagram. Get those tickets. Toronto, we are coming June 8th. And that's it. This is Maya. That's Amir. I'm Comedian CP, man. And this is the CP Podcast, man. We out. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.